We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, enthusiastic viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, In Teleran, Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Arab and Israeli musicians joined to promote peace in Qatar. In archaeology news, a 12th century Holy Quran has been discovered in Jhelum, Pakistan. In education news, a nonprofit helps to build prosperity in Benin. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 29th, esteemed Bengali poet Michael Madhusudan Datta is remembered. Born in 1824 in Sagadari, Bengal, India, which is now Bangladesh, Mr. Datta passed away on this day in 1873. Considered to be the father of the Bengali sonnet, among his main works were dramas written in prose and long narrative poems. The epic Meghnadbad was one of the most important compositions. May the outstanding legacy of Mr. Michael Madhusudan Datta remind many of the beauty of the written word.
Flying news. Tropical storm Haina strikes Olac or Vietnam and Thailand. As of Tuesday, June 28th, tropical storm Haina had claimed at least 22 lives and injured over 65 others, with another 5 still missing in northern and north-central Olac, as it brought whirlwinds, lightning and floods since Thursday. Nearly 2,700 homes were damaged and 40,000 hectares of rice paddies were submerged in the strong winds and rains. In central Thanh Hoa province, Vietnam Net Bridge reported that hundreds of soldiers, many of them young and never having farmed before, rushed to help local residents harvest and save their rice crops. Further west in Thailand, Haina also triggered flash floods, hillside runoff, and mudslides in several northern provinces, damaging vast swathes of farmland and inundating many homes and other buildings.
As when the tropical storm was first arriving, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her sorrowful prayers as she requested that our association members please check with regional officials to see if any assistance is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also asked that they go, if possible, to render assistance to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, all officials, soldiers, and other personnel working to ease the conditions for the storm-stricken residents of Thailand and Olac, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. May stability be restored in all corners of the world through our greater benevolence toward all beings.
Los Alamos evacuated as U.S. wildfire spreads. A fast-moving wildfire in the state of New Mexico took officials by surprise as it grew rapidly overnight to be burning across 44,000 acres and was completely uncontained as of Monday, June 27. 30 structures in the Cochiti, Mesa, and Tenroc areas were destroyed, while high winds grounded aircraft. Called the Las Conchas Fire, the blaze prompted a mandatory evacuation to be ordered for the 12,000 residents in the town of Los Alamos, while a voluntary evacuation order was in place for nearby White Rock. The fire also forced officials to shut down the Los Alamos National Laboratory, a nuclear facility some 25 miles outside Santa Fe. Firefighters extinguished a one-acre spot fire that entered just inside the southwestern boundary of the lab site, with lab spokesperson saying that all hazardous and radioactive materials were safe.
However, the group Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety noted that the blaze had reached within 3.5 miles of a site where some 30,000 55-gallon drums of plutonium-contaminated waste were being stored in fabric tents above ground, awaiting transport to a low-level radiation disposal area in southern New Mexico. New Mexico's Governor Susana Martinez mobilized the National Guard to assist with the firefighting efforts and requested that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, issue a fire management assistance declaration to provide further support.
As when fires began in the states of Texas and Arizona in early June, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please consult with local officials on any needed help. Saying that emergency funds would be available, she asked that they go, if possible, to bring comfort to the affected.
Our appreciation, officials and firefighters working to ensure the region's safety, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. May such dangers soon be alleviated through our kinder care of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh, hãy ngậm cười trên suối, dù không lời chăn trỗi lục chia ly. Cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở, chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm, hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ, để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức chôn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loài thương muôn vật lất lây. Này đêm tối xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động, vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiên âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt khuấy cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diện mục bản lai. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo. Ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát Thiên Thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo, mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trong luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng.
Can still save the planet. Day 574. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
citizens speak out, people continue standing up for principles such as freedom of speech, humane treatment, and governments that serve the highest goals of fellow citizens as they gather in countries such as Bahrain, China, Egypt, Iran, Libya, Senegal, Sudan, Syria, Turkey, and Yemen.
Egypt. On Tuesday, Egypt's Supreme Administrative Court ordered the dissolution of nearly 1,800 local councils that had been formed during the regime of former President Hosni Mubarak. This decision meets one of the major demands of pro-democracy protesters, and according to Giza Mayor Ali Abdel Rahman, represents a step forward in government reform, as completely new council members are required to be elected within 60 days.
Senegal. With frustration growing over cost of living increases and recent power cuts, in what was once one of Africa's most stable democracies, Senegal's capital city, Dakar, on Tuesday became the latest to see unrest flaring into violence as protesters set fire to several government buildings and attacked the electricity company. A group of youths also destroyed a bar and set fire to a Jehovah's Witness temple, accusing the church of promoting alcohol consumption, with Interior Minister Ousmane Ngom later speaking out against their actions, as he affirmed that freedom of religion is guaranteed in the country.
China and Sudan. A Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, arrived for meetings in Beijing, China on Tuesday, June 28. International organization Human Rights Watch declared its objection to the decision to host his visit. The group stated that there is an arrest warrant outstanding against the Sudanese president from the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity in Darfur, and that welcoming him to another country reflects a disregard for the plight of people in Darfur.
Iran. The Kalema, a website belonging to former Iranian Premier Hossein Mousavi, reports that documentary filmmaker Mahnaz Mohammadi was arrested in her home Sunday, while photojournalist and women's rights campaigner Maryam Majda was arrested the previous Friday.
Turkey. Agence France-Presse reports that jailed Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan stated on Monday that he had recently sent several peace proposals to the Turkish government intended to bring an end to 26 years of conflict through the suggestion of constitutional reforms that would facilitate Kurdish autonomy without violence and with a goal of mutual forgiveness.
Libya. In a visit to Benghazi on Tuesday, Bulgaria's foreign minister Nikolai Mladenov issued a joint statement from his government and that of Croatia, which announced their mutual recognition of the Libyan activist National Transitional Council as the legitimate representative of the Libyan people. Minister Mladenov went on to say that the era of Muammar Gaddafi was over and that it was time for him to step down.
Bahrain. Various media reported on Tuesday that Gulf Cooperation Council member states, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, which sent troops into Bahrain 3 months ago at the request of the Bahraini government to help quell pro-democracy protests, are now considering troop withdrawals that could begin as early as next week.
Yemen. According to Press TV, Yemeni citizens rallied Monday in the capital Sana'a and other cities as people continue to urge for a transitional presidential council to end the rule of President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
Syria. Officials in Turkey on Monday said that the number of Syrian asylum seekers in Turkish camps had decreased to 11,122 after 375 refugees chose to return to their homeland.
With grief for the cherished lives lost and those who still suffer, we pray that the turmoil in all nations subsides and that people across the globe may choose to coexist in freedom, dignity, and peace.
Lost emperor penguin is treated in New Zealand. As only the second ever seen in New Zealand, a young emperor penguin was found wandering on the North Island shore on June 20th, more than 3,000 kilometres from his Antarctic home.
Department of Conservation spokesman Peter Simpson said that the bird's condition quickly deteriorated due to having eaten sand similar to the way penguins eat snow and ice in an effort to hydrate and cool themselves when they are too warm.
The bird, who locals had nicknamed Happy Feet, underwent several emergency surgeries at Wellington Zoo and as of Monday, June 27th, is said to be doing better. With full recovery still probably several months away, a group of experts are deciding on the best future for the penguin. Meanwhile, philanthropist Gareth Morgan has offered to transport Happy Feet on an Antarctic expedition he is conducting next February.
Our heartfelt thanks, all experts and concerned individuals, for your professional and caring actions toward the courageous penguin. Wishing Happy Feet a soon recovery and reunion with the loving emperor penguin community.
Save Our Planet. The 2010 Thailand Pollution Report, as summarized in a Friday, June 24th, 2011 article in the Bangkok Post, reveals that, compared to the previous year, the nation's rivers have become more polluted, with air quality in major cities such as Bangkok that has also worsened.
Save Our Planet. President of Honduras, Porfirio Lobo Sosa, on Friday, June 24th, signed into law a measure that designates the country's 240,000 square kilometers of Pacific and Caribbean coasts as a permanent shark sanctuary.
Save Our Planet. A United Nations report, released on June 23, 2011, describes in detail the environmental dilemma of marine plastic debris, whose toxic properties and small particle size create a growing hazard for marine life ingestion, along with its dispersion, making it nearly impossible to remove from the sea.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We are happy vegans, here with a health tip today.
Researchers have found that daily meditation reduces symptoms and helps improve the quality of life of patients with challenging illnesses.
Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching.
And now for the weather around the world.
In cultural news, music builds harmonious bridges in Qatar. Arab and Israeli musicians joined to promote peace and understanding at the inaugural Doha Festival for Music and Dialogue. The West Eastern Divan Orchestra, co-founded and led by renowned Argentinian-Israeli maestro Daniel Barenboim, includes Syrians, Israelis, and Palestinians from Lebanon, Iran, and Egypt. For their highly lauded performance in Doha, the group received a standing ovation. Bravo, Maestro Daniel Barenboim, West Eastern Divan Orchestra, and Qatar, for this beautiful celebration highlighting the importance of unity among all peoples. May gorgeous melodious sounds continue to bring together citizens of every land to encourage the loving development of a tranquil and joy-filled planet.
In archaeology news, a 12th century Holy Quran has been discovered in Jhelum, Pakistan. The manuscript was given to archaeologist Mr. Ghulam Akbar Malik by an elder who said the holy book had been in his family for generations, with his ancestors reciting from it. Weighing 5 kilograms, the 1,200-page document was written by 3 calligraphers over 1 year on papyrus. Mr. Malik said, "It is the first time that I have seen such an ancient Quranic manuscript in such good condition." Congratulations, Mr. Ghulam Akbar Malik, on receiving this precious gift, Our thanks also, kind donor, for your heartfelt generosity. We look forward to hearing about more wonderful discoveries of the glorious past in your blessed land. Up next, a noteworthy news. An education project in Benin is undertaken to help build prosperity in the country. We'll go water the flowers. Be right back. Stay tuned for more very cool news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a wiser world. In education news, a nonprofit helps to build prosperity in Benin. Wema Home, which means school in the native Mahi language, was founded in 1993 by Ms. Mariana Dutzer of Germany, who has been an aid worker in the West African country for many years.
Wir haben uns zum Ziel gesetzt, Hilfe zur Selbsthilfe zu leisten.
Ms. Dutzer and the residents of the southern village of Gobada joined in discussions. They concluded that education is the only way to bring about sustainable improvement in the community and ensure a brighter future for the younger generations. Along with the construction of a primary school complex and a vocational training center for women and girls in Benin, Wema Home has also developed a recycling, solar lamp, and a school environment project. The eco program was created in cooperation with well-known animal advocate, Dame Dr. Jane Goodall. It involves over 30 schools in the nation and includes the restoration by young children of deforested or damaged land into a place abundant with wild flora and fauna. Success of this endeavor has led adults to protect nearby forests. For her dedication and participation in the achievements of this conservation plan, Ms. Dutzer was honored with a France-based Yves Rocher Foundation 2011 Trophée des Femmes 10,000 euro prize. Ms. Dutzer also encourages the young people to adopt the vegan diet as a vital way to safeguard our planet.
Auf jeden Fall, weil ich sagte, das Tier fühlt genauso den Schmerz. Das Tier ist dein Bruder in einer anderen Gestalt.
Ms. Dutzer expressed her sincere appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Ich möchte mich sehr bedanken für die Hilfe, die immer kommt von mir. Die meisten haben mich schon so oft aus schwierigen Situationen rausgeholt. Und dafür möchte ich Danke sagen und auch für die viele Liebe, die sie mir gibt.
Kudos, Ms. Mariana Dutzer, for your caring efforts to assist the nature-loving citizens of Benin through Wema Home. We wish this thoughtful venture much continued success in enhancing the lives of many individuals.
Time to share some laughter with an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Allergy.
I love meat, all kinds. Do you?
I'm allergic to meat, all kinds.
Oh, so you eat fish?
No, I'm allergic to fish, all kinds.
Then you must eat eggs, right?
No, I am allergic to eggs, all kinds.
What do you eat then?
Vegetables, plant protein, fruits, all kinds.
But why are you allergic to animal food?
I'm not allergic to animal food.
But you said...
I'm allergic to cruelty, all kinds.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on an urgent message from Supreme Master Qinghai, which was delivered in June 2009 in Veracruz, Mexico, to government officials and dignitaries. It can also be accessed in our online archives.
We need to save the earth, not just the earth, but also the animals. Without the animals, there'll be no earth or life. Sydney from Nashville, USA.
In the matter of our own survival, veganism is not an option, it's a must. Fewer from Indonesia.
Earth-loving Sydney and friend from Indonesia, thank you for your wise comments. We pray that Supreme Master Qinghai's profound advice for humanity to transition to the plant-based diet of peace is heard and heeded in every corner of our globe. With all our love and best wishes to you and the compassionate people of the United States and Indonesia.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life shine with inner peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Australian government introduces a draft law to ban brand logos from cigarette packaging, with health warning messages also required to cover 75% of a plain packet background, as part of continued efforts to discourage smoking and improve public health.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is among a number of countries whose public service organizations have been prominently featured by the United Nations in its annual awards program, which recognizes groups from countries worldwide for their outstanding public service.
French engineering group Alstom signs a preliminary agreement with the Iraqi Railway that will start 12-month talks to build a high-speed rail line that runs between Baghdad and Basra, capable of speeds of 220 kilometers per hour.
Responding to a woman's frantic cries for help, University of South Florida football player Danus Estanor of Florida, USA, saves the life of her trapped husband, Mr. Pedro Azola, by miraculously lifting the 3,500-pound car to free him.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.